All right, so now that we have our random platform generated, what we want to do is we want to add an obstacle to that platform to make our game a little bit more interesting, a little bit more fun.
Yeah, I like fun. I like interesting.
So you do. All right. So we want to basically do the exact same thing that we did with our obstacle or our platform. So what we want to do is we want to create a new object. So go system. Create object. We want to create our obstacle. And just like with platform, we want to set it to the game layout. And then click add. We're going to set the position next. So just click done. We'll just
We
set it
can,
to
yeah.
0, 0. So now we want to set our obstacle position. So add action, obstacle, set position. Yeah. So for our X position, what we want to do is we want to do the same thing that we did with our platform width. So we want to go layout width plus random, and then we want to randomize the block width. So we want to randomize where on our platform our obstacle appears, and then we want to also set the height, the Y position. So layout height minus block height minus self dot height divided by 2. So basically what this does is it adds block on top of the platform, and the reason why we're going self divided by 2 is because we want it to appear on top of the platform. We don't want it to appear like eclipse the platform at all. We want to set, yeah, so click done. And that's pretty much it.
Cool.
And we also want to set change the bullet angle. So obstacles, set bullet angle. Angle
Angle
of
of
motion,
motion.
yeah, and set to 180. Just like we did with our platform. So if we run it,
Running it. Is it gonna work?
and we have our block. And as you can see, the position on the platform that the block is appearing is random.
Oh, this is so exciting, Jason. So now that we've made random obstacles, we're gonna make dash. Stop it, Jason. We're gonna make dashing destroy the obstacles. All right. So what we will do is add event, and if the player is moving faster than a certain speed. Oh wait, no. If the player touches the obstacle first, so on collision with. So the player on collision with another object, if it's colliding with the obstacle, what we want to do is add another sub event. So cancel that. Add another condition. Oh wait, no, it's sub event. So you gotta click at the start. And then insert add a sub event. And then if system compare two values, so compare two values. So we want to compare if the player, so if the player's speed, so player.platform.max speed, if the player's speed is more than, so greater than 300. So basically, if the player is dashing when it's colliding with the obstacle, then add action. Obstacle. Then we destroy the obstacle. And then right click. Right click that one. And then add. Add else. So at the bottom, add else. Otherwise, the player gets destroyed. So add action. Player destroy. And if we go ahead and run that,
Firstly.
Yeah, extremely. Oh, wow, thanks for distracting me. Now I gotta start again.
Solves.
It's okay. I'll always forgive you. Yeah, so if you can see that if you dash, it will destroy the blocks, and if you don't dash, boom.
You lose.